the center of the Air Check universe.
Music Radio,
the greatest air checks.
There's only one W in EW. 11-3-0 in New York.
But that means that Charles a lot. And he was a friend of good music and of quality music. And therefore he was our friend. When I say our friend, I mean all of us who compose and make good musical sounds together. And I think we've lost a great friend in court. His court, of course, was radio. But what you said just before is so true. He encouraged. He kept. When you said he kept the flame, yes, he kept the flame of the great heritage of the richness of our music, of our good popular music. And play the great artists, the great artists such as Sinatra, etc. The people, the performers who keep the flame and who fan it, and that whole wonderful repertory of what we call standards, but it's. Those standards are our, that's our face, that's our sound.
And I would also say, in thanks to you for calling, that because of William B., a great many of us, the man you're talking to among them, know what to do to keep that flame burning always. Thank you, Morton Gould.
That's wonderful, right.
The president of the American Society of Composers, Authors, and Publishers, ASCAP. Mr. Morton Gould.
Never treat me sweet and gentle the way she should. I got it bad, and that ain't good. My poor heart is sentimental, not made of wood. I got it bad, and that ain't good. But when the weekend's over and Monday rolls around, I end up like I start out, just crying my heart out. Doesn't love me like I love her, no, nobody could. I got it bad, and that ain't good. Like a lonely weeping willow who's lost in the wood, I got it bad, and that ain't good. And the thing I tell my pillow, nobody should. I got it bad, I got it bad, and it's no good. Though folks with good intentions, they tell me to save up my tears, I'm glad I'm mad about her. I can't live without her. Lord above, make her love me the way that she should.
I got it bad and that ain't good. I got it bad and that ain't good. No good. No.
Put on your dancing boots and come dance with me. Come dance with me, what an evening for some terpsichore. Pretty face, I know a swinging place. Come on, dance with me. Romance with me on a crowded floor. And while the rhythm swings, what lovely things I'll be saying. 'Cause what is dancing but making love set to music playing? When the band begins to leave the stand and folks start to roam, as we waltz home cheek to cheek we'll be. Come on, come on, come on, come on and dance with me. Hey there, cutes, put on your bassy boots and come dance with me. Come dance with me, what an evening for some terpsichore. Pretty face, I know a swinging place. Come on, dance with me. Romance with me on a crowded floor. And while the rhythm swings, what cuckoo things I'll be saying. For what is dancing but making love set to music playing? When the band begins to leave the stand and folks start to roam, as we wing home cheek to cheek we'll be. Come on, come on, come on. Come on, come on, come on. Come on and dance with me.
Over WNEW in New York, this is the Make-Believe Ballroom, and you're tuned to the morning report from the chairman of the board. Here for the dean, William B., Bob Jones, and that song, as so many Sinatra recordings, by Sammy Kahn and Jimmy Van Heusen. Ladies and gentlemen, Sammy Kahn.
By any test, he was the best on New York radio, and for a long, long time. The way he'd say, hello world each day, gave the day a glow, and for a long, long time. If you had the kind of worries that could trouble you, you tuned in Willie B on NEW. He topped the list, and he'll be missed by folks who loved him so. And for a long, long time. For a long time. Willie B., Sammy Kahn, for all the songwriters and for all the great music, we love you. We love you.
When when somebody loves you, it's no good unless he loves you. All the way, happy to be near you when you need someone to cheer you. All the way. Taller than the tallest trees, that's how it's got to feel. Deeper than the deep blue sea is, that's how deep it goes, if it's real. When somebody needs you, it's no good unless he needs you. All the way, through the good or lean years, and for all the in-between years, come what may. Who knows where the road will lead us, only a fool would say. But if you let me love you, it's for sure I'm gonna love you all the way. For sure I'm gonna love you all the way, all the way.
One of the great Sinatra hits by Sammy Kahn and Jimmy Van Heusen. Bob Jones here for the Dean, William B. at WNEW. This is the morning report from the chairman of the board. At 12 o'clock, Mike Preeley and the WNEW News Department will tell you, among other things, about the arrangements for the Riverside Chapel tomorrow. The station has been inundated with phone calls about those services at 76th and Amsterdam. And Mike will have a spokesman from Riverside Chapel to set forth the conditions for tomorrow. At WNEW, still to come, Ella Fitzgerald, Peggy Lee, Tony Bennett, Lena Horne, Billy Eckstein, Arthur Prysock, Cy Oliver, David Allen, and Marion McPartland, all of whom have something to say about their friend and yours, William B. Williams.
I think of you with every breath I take, and every breath becomes a sigh. Not a sigh of despair, but a sign that I care for you. I hear your name with every breath I take, on every breeze that wanders by. And your name is a song I'll remember the long years through. even though I walk alone, you guide me. In the darkness, you light my way. And all the while, inside me, love seems to say, someday, someday. And when I sleep, you keep my heart away. But when I wake from dreams divine, every breath that I take is a prayer that I'll make you mine.
By Leo Robin and Ralph Ranger, and with the Hollywood String Quartet, Frank Sinatra, and with Every Breath I Take. The morning report from the chairman of the board here at WNEW for the Dean, William B., Bob Jones. I hope this isn't presumptuous. I think this is not. This one's for Dottie.
Thoughts may stray, my eyes may roam, the neighbor's grass may seem much greener than the grass right here at home. If pretty girls excite me, well, that's life. But just in case you didn't know, I love my wife. My mind at times may dwell on sex. If someone's rating dreams, then most of mine, I guess, are double X. So dimple knees delight me. Well, that's life. But just in case you hadn't heard, I love my wife. Like bait that wriggles, and it makes catfish bite. A lady jiggles, and my eyes got a light upon so sweet a sight. And if I shake, break out in spots, don't fret, it's not swine fever, dear. Your swine has merely got the hots.
If rosy lips invite me, well, that's life. But just in case you couldn't guess, I love my wife. My mind at times may dwell on sex. If someone's rating dreams, then most of mine, I guess, are double X. If rosy lips invite me, well, that's life. But just in case you couldn't guess, or hadn't heard, or didn't know, I love my wife. I love my wife. I love my wife. I love my wife.
By Cy Coleman and Michael Stewart from the Broadway musical I Love My Wife. And there's the morning report from the chairman of the board, as each Monday through Friday between 11:30 and noon, as an important part of your make-believe ballroom, a solid half hour of Sinatra. Here for the Dean of American Radio Personalities, William B. Williams, Bob Jones, over WNEW, Metro Media Radio in New York.
At night fade before you, then I'll have the right to adore you. Let your kiss confess this is happiness, darling. And put all your dreams away.
WNEW News now at noontime. Sunshine, blue skies in New York City, less humidity today. It is 83 degrees. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Mike Preeley, and here's what's going on at this hour. The special tribute to William B. Williams here at WNEW. Condolences, my friends, are pouring in from across this nation. Listeners of WNEW, on the death of William B.
He always played the same type of music. He was always a jazz fanatic, and yet the kids seemed to really latch onto that music. I was one of these kids who used to hang out, so that goes back a long time.
Yeah, I must have been about 5 or 6 years old. My father always had the radio on in the car, and Willie's was the first voice that I ever learned to recognize on the radio, the first announcer I ever really knew.
I grew up with this man, and I knew he was ill because it was very obvious that he wasn't on his show. A part of me just went with him.
I loved that man. People, everybody loved Guillermo B. Guillermo.
And New York City cab drivers.
Well, I always used to get a kick out of weather was bad. He'd announce on a program, any cab drivers are around, you know, to stop by and pick him up so he can get home.
My favorite was Martin Block in the make-believe ballroom. I felt very bad when he went, and now another good man went.
Good news, good music, very good man was, because he speak very nice, and with a lot of jokes, with everything, you know. I like him very much.
He had a great sense of humor. I used to enjoy. In fact, I was just listening to Ted Brown. I enjoy them. They're sort of from my generation, and I'll miss him.
If anybody can come near him, fine. If they don't, he is still there, and he'll be there for a long, long time in the memory of our hearts.
A special on William B. Williams, folks, will continue now in just a few moments. More tributes to this giant of our broadcasting industry. This classy man we'll all miss, William B. He leaves his wife, Dottie, and son, Jeffrey, and services are at noon tomorrow at Riverside Memorial Chapel, 76th and Amsterdam Avenue. A lot of folks are wondering about arrangements and just how many people that chapel will accommodate tomorrow. Here's Mike Eisgrau, who checked it out. Mike?
The Riverside Chapel at 76th in Amsterdam is preparing for one of its biggest services in years, and Andrew Fear, president of Riverside, can make no promises that everyone will get in. Sections are being set aside for the family, the Board of Governors of the Friars Club, WNEW colleagues, and many celebrities, says Mr. Fear.
Well, we have the large chapel, which will seat around 500 people. We have ancillary chapel, which will seat about 150, and maybe with 50 more standees in the building. The rest are going to be outside, unfortunately, and we hope perhaps to set up a loudspeaker and put it on the marquee so those people outside can hear the services.
So, an expected overflow crowd, Mr. Fear says William B.'s brother will give one eulogy, the other to be given either by Robert Merrill or Frank Sinatra. This is Mike Eisgrau.
Thank you, Mike. Listeners wondering about cards now. It's like Ted Brown announced this morning in his program. If you would like to send a card to William B.'s wife and son, Dottie and Jeffrey, you can send it to this radio station, and we'll, of course, pass it along to the family. WNEW 655 3rd Avenue, New York, New York, 10017. WNEW 655 3rd Avenue, 10017. So much is being said about William B. Williams from coast to coast, and the media has been very kind in its remarks about this man, a music man of sorts, a special broadcaster. For this music and this station was his life. Other news in brief, President Reagan this afternoon, meeting with his cabinet now this morning, but later at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, he speaks to the nation. The subject is a familiar one, drug abuse nationally. Home team sports schedule, the Mets are in Chicago, game time 4:05. The Yankees host Milwaukee tonight at 7:30. Wall Street, the Dow Industrials down 25.45. Down 25.45 at 1,738. Active trading now, 53 million shares. NASDAQ Composite, 367.73, down 2.93. And here's the weather for the WNEW area. Sunny, warm, less humid today with a high 87. It'll be cool tonight, low in the 60s, then sunny again tomorrow. Sunny skies now in Manhattan. The humidity is at 43%, just a beautiful day. Winds northwest at 7, it's 83 degrees. That's the Noontime Report. I'm Mike Preely. WNEW News. Next, more of the Make-Believe Ballroom at a tribute to William B. Williams with Bob Jones.
Thank you, Mike Preely. We're about to hear from Peggy Lee, but on the way, and for some very good reasons, I'd like you to hear from the man Bill chose to call the 20th century Gabriel. Over WNEW, Erskine Hawkins tipping in.
Thank you.
glow. Why the thrill when you say hello? It's a strange and tender magic you do, Mr. Wonderful. That's you. Why this trembling?
Over WNEW, we heard Tippin' In, Erskine Hawkins, and Peggy Lee in a very personal song to her for reasons that you will soon hear at WNEW at the Make Believe Ballroom. Here for the Dean, William B., Bob Jones, and it's just a little bit after 12 in New York at Radio 1130 WNEW. Ladies and gentlemen, Peggy Lee.
I thought I was so calm and everything about this, and I got out on the stage because the show was on very soon after that.
I'm sorry.
And I started to sing Mr. Wonderful and started to cry.
Oh, Peg.
Really fight to keep control of myself.
I know you've got a lot to say about Bill.
Well, I just remember the very first time I met William B., I was really struck with his deep sensitivity and of course his interest in music, but he just was I'm seeing him sitting there as I speak and thinking, I didn't know that voices you hear on the radio could be so full of beautiful, sensitive thoughts. You get an impression, or at least I did at that time. I don't have that at all anymore. But I thought, you know, they were just reading some things off of some papers. Because Willie was a very deep man. And funny, and wonderful. And now, I used to sing that Big Bad Bill is Sweet William Now.
I know you meant that for him.
Yes, I did. And then he gave me a nickname, which I cherish. He called me the Elegant One.
Oh, indeed.
And one doesn't mind that. And then he gave that name to Frank, too, didn't he? Chairman of the board.
Yes.
And others, what others has he done that?
Well, I know that where Erskine Hawkins is concerned, the world knows him as the 20th century Gabriel, because William B. tagged him that. And
well, whenever he tagged someone, they stayed there, didn't it?
And Frankie Lane is Mr. Rhythm.
Yes, that's right.
And Count Basie is the talented William B.
How funny.
And so forth. We were talking before about how Bill's tongue was very far in his cheek at all times, and I hope everyone understood that. He, in a way that the great artists do in our business, and I'm so proud to be a part of it. As you know, I aspire to be good. But Bill dared you to take him seriously. He dared you to take him seriously.
Yes.
And you knew when he was, and you knew when he wasn't, if you listened. And all you had to do was listen.
Yes. I used to, love that one. They'd say, "Hello, world." I've said before that I thought he was sort of the musical voice of New York. I mean, he was such a part of New York. But to me, he was always, when I thought of New York, I thought of Willie B.
That's right. He is the dean of American radio personalities.
Yeah.
And you are ever the elegant one. And I love you, and this world loves you. Thank you.
And I love you, Bob. And let's all stay closer together so that when these times happen, we can be stronger and better and in remembrance of those dear people that we'll see again.
Bobbed his hair. A big fat Bill don't fight anymore. Washes dishes and he mopped the floor. He used to spend his evenings looking for a fight. Now he's got to see his mama every night. Sweet William now. Oh, he used to be a tiger.
Peggy Lee at WNEW at your make-believe ballroom, here for the Dean of American Radio Personalities, William B. It's Bob Jones, and on the phone from Palm Springs is a woman to whom we owe so much. And in this instance, we owe that because Keeley Smith's latest album, with album notes by William B., mentions that title. And that's why, in this difficult time, we've all been able to just say it, because it happens to be the truth. And Keeley, one of the things Bill loved so about you, and I do, and right-thinking people do, is that you are truthful in your work and in your life. Hello, Keeley.
Hello, Bob. How are you?
It's a hard day, but as you may expect, because it's William B., we've decided to just hold the tears and celebrate his life.
I think that's wonderful. I think that's what he would have wanted.
Absolutely. And tell a story. You go back so far, there must be 100 of them. Tell a funny one.
A funny one?
Say anything you want, Keeley.
Golly, Bob, it's hard to come up with anything funny right now. I just think about many times that I came up to WNEW and I did the show, and how wonderful he was to do the show with, because he's so easy to talk to. As are you, Bob, by the way.
I learned from Bill.
But, you know, I'd go up there and I'd sit, and at the beginning I was scared to death when I first came out on my own. When Louie and I first broke up, I was scared to death, I was petrified, because I had never talked in all those years. And Bill told me, he said, honey, he said, don't worry about anything. He said, even though you haven't talked, you know, he said, you're going to be okay. He said, because you've always been honest. He said, just talk. Just say what you feel like saying, and everything will be fine. And the first time I went up there, that's exactly what I did. I just talked to him like I would normally talk to him on the phone or on the street or whatever. And it worked out great. And we went out afterwards and had something to eat, you know. And then I've found him and run into him and met him all through the country through the years. And he always had a smile. He always was happy. I've never heard one discouraging, one unhappy word out of him. I've never heard him complain about anything.
Hmm.
He was just a wonderful, beautiful man. And I had the biggest crush on him at one time.
Hmm.
But
you and a few other unusual dolls.
Yes, yes, I sure did.
We had a great laugh about a commercial that we read together. I think we did it a line at a time in those last shows where we worked together.
Uh-huh.
And it had to do with something that would be of interest to people who collect unusual dolls.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, gee, I know a few guys. Keeley, how do you deal with the passing of someone close in your life? What do you do?
Oh, golly, Bob. I'm lucky enough to be able to say I have not had that happen. Thank God my mother is still alive. My brothers are. I haven't really had it happen that it's someone close. But I think that I would do what you're doing right now. Instead of mourning the death of the person, I would think of all the beautiful and wonderful things that happened while they were alive. And that's what I remember. I did that in my divorce with Louis, which is not a death, but in a sense it is a death. And when Louis passed away, that was a great loss to me, even though we were divorced. And even though we had argued a lot through the divorce and so forth, you still never stop loving somebody. And I tried to remember all the good things, all the good times.
I know we've spoken of this, that you feel close to God.
Oh, yes, very.
And I know that we all have a new friend in heaven.
Oh, yes. See, to me, I just heard about it this morning, and I called you immediately.
I know. I was trying to get you last night.
Yeah.
You know about that.
Barbara told me. But my first thought was, just like a picture of Bill up there with God walking hand in hand, but like a little boy, kind of. You know, just like he's all born all over again and just up there with him. And it's beautiful in one respect. It's our loss on earth, but it's God's gain. And it's beautiful.
And so are you. I'll call you later. I got a few things I want to tell you.
All right, Bob.
Keely Smith at WNEW, who is going to sing especially for you at the Make Believe Ballroom, her greatest recording.
If there's anything I can do.
The feeling for New York, and Bill was a major part of that. My wife and I, whenever we came to New York, the first thing we would do, my wife would say, put on Willie B. It sort of gave us a feeling of being home again. And really, it's a terrible loss to me personally, because I knew and loved Bill. My family and his family are very, very close.
Jerry, I know that Bill loved your recording of Only Beautiful, and the reason I know it is because of Bill, and with your permission, I'd like the audience to hear that now.
Well, I really appreciate that, and thank you so much, Bob. You're doing a wonderful job. I'm sure Bill would have loved what you're doing. I
hope that's true.
He's going to be sorely missed.
At WNEW, ladies and gentlemen, Jerry Vale. Jerry, I'm sorry.
You are beautiful. Nothing less than that to me. Only beautiful. Not because of what I see, you are beautiful. Your heart is warm and wise. It taught me how to see without my eyes. You are beautiful, for you always understand. Only beautiful. There is nothing you demand. You are beautiful. And you will always be everything that's beautiful to me. As long as I live, you will always be all of love to me. Each time that we kiss, I keep feeling this. So insistently, you are beautiful, and as thrilling as the dawn, only beautiful. All my fears and doubts are gone, you are beautiful, and the dream come true. The dream was only beautiful like you. As thrilling as the dawn, only beautiful. All my fears and doubts are gone, you are beautiful. And a dream come true, the dream was only beautiful like you.
Jerry Vale's greatest performance, I think. Only Beautiful. WNEW, the Make-Believe Ballroom, here for the Dean, William B., Bob Jones.
Marion McPartland is on the phone, one of the greatest of all the pianists, and I know a great friend of William B.'s, and I know that Bill cared so much for you, Marion. What do you recall about meeting Bill or those days when you first knew him?
Oh, what a kind of a vibrant, live wire guy he was, you know,
dark hair and a big smile, and I guess I met him early on, but then, you know, a lot of time went by when I didn't see him, but I really only caught up with him very intermittently through the years. But of course, I've always listened to him. I loved his show, and occasionally I would drop a card. But I just loved his way of presenting records and of talking and of making sort of, self-deprecating remarks, I guess you'd...
You know, Marion, I'm not sure everyone understood that as well as everyone might have. Bill's tongue was very far up in his cheek about himself, first of all.
Yeah, that's what I mean. You know, he said really make... I mean, he made some very sort of inside kind of jokes that you had to maybe put your own interpretation on as to what he was thinking when he would say things.
Yes.
He had just a fantastic sense of humor, I thought. I used to just be driving along and sit and smile. Maybe at what he said, not necessarily at what he played, although, of course, what he played was always great.
Well, I had the opportunity late Sunday to convey your sympathy to Dottie, to Mrs. Williams.
Oh,
and
good.
In our first conversation on Sunday, I remember saying something to you about how major was that love, how throughout, on the important occasions, Dottie was always at Bill's side, and through these last difficult weeks, and God knows they've been difficult, there was nobody near Bill besides Dottie, who was there first and always. And you said something about the love that counts.
Well, I think we were talking about sort of different kinds of love, or you said, well, that is real love. And I think it is being there, showing support, being there when you're needed, that is a certain kind of love that counts. That was something so important at that time.
Oh, yes. And I know the regard in which William B. held you, and I think it appropriate that if you were here, you would play. We ought to hear one of your great recordings now and think about those wonderful days that we'll always have with William B. Williams. Thank you, Marion McPartland.
Thank you, Bob.
Marion McPartland and Alec Wilder's great song, While We're Young. On the phone from London, Ontario, sure now, Rosemary Clooney at WNEW. Hello, love.
Hello, Bob.
We looked for you all over Canada last night.
Oh, I'm...
We thought you were at the Vancouver Expo 86.
Well, there you are, just about 1,500 miles off.
And then we thought you were in Banff.
Oh, yes, I wish I were there.
Do I know Canadian geography or what?
You indeed.
I do today.
Yes.
Well, here you are, and I know you guys go back a ways.
Oh, my, so long. Before William B. started to work at WNEW, which was some time ago, we met in New York when he was out of work, and so was I. But we happened to have a rich friend who lived at the Hampshire House. Now, she didn't have very much money to spend, you know, but she had a great address. So we used to go up there, and all of us would cook together. And I think we were the only people that cooked in those kind of efficiency kitchens in the Hampshire House.
You don't cook in the Hampshire House.
No, you don't. You really don't. But we did. And that's the way we made it through quite a few months. So we watched each other. I knew some of the people that he was in love with, and some of the people he didn't like too much. And he knew the same about me. I will miss him, and my prayers and my thoughts are with him.
I can recall a day listening to William B., where he said, "Here is a great singer and a terrible gin rummy player." That must have been one of the nights at the Hampshire House.
It could have been.
Well, what are you doing in London, Ontario, anyway?
There's a big band festival. I guess they all went.
Yeah.
Last night it was strange because Nelson Riddle's band was being conducted by his son, Christopher.
The greatest hit. I'm looking for your record. It's in here. We just have four fellows just reaching back because this is obviously live. I'm sorry, Nelson Riddle's...
Nelson Riddle's orchestra was being conducted last night by his son, Christopher.
Oh.
And it's a big band festival, so tonight I'm closing it, and I move on tomorrow to Columbus and Bob Hope.
Uh-huh. And you had a nice time in Hyannis, I'm sure, with Anthony Benedetto.
I really did. It was a lovely time.
Well, Rosie, what do you do yourself when somebody close passes? How do you deal with it?
I think it's very, very hard. I don't think that anything changes it or anything makes it go away except time. And I think talking about the people that are gone, thinking about them, even writing about them sometimes helps a little bit. But more than anything else, not trying to put it out of your mind, because that only delays the inevitable.
Let it in.
Yes.
Let it in.
Yes. Accept it, because it's all a part.
Do you feel close to God?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, indeed. The more as I get older, and I suppose, as a good deathbed Catholic, that's the way it's going to happen.
I understand something about that.
Yes, I guess.
Ladies and gentlemen, Rosemary Clooney and one of the WNEW 50 Greatest, Tenderly. Calder Kloon, and we all are very fortunate to call her friend, the ever-wonderful Rosemary Clooney, and, as I say, one of the WNEW 50 Greatest. At the Make-Believe Ballroom, your Make-Believe Ballroom over WNEW in New York, for the Dean, William B., it's Bob Jones, and here's a friend, here's Tony Bennett.
We're talking to Tony Bennett, among the great artists who through the years has been a friend and a supporter of William B., as he has been of them. Tony, you must feel many things tonight.
Yeah, well, there are no words for love. It's a great, great tragedy. Not only because of him being such a beautiful human being, but the void that will be left, that he mentioned to me that I should always do a lot of benefits. And then recently, with his great sense of humor, he said, "You're doing too many benefits." You know, but he was the one who encouraged me to walk toward humanity and always respect my fellow man. And he taught me a lot. And there won't be a day that I don't think about him.
I know that...
something to live and love for.
I know that there were probably between 250 and 300 nights a year, and I wonder if the world at large knows this, that William B. put on a tuxedo and went to MC a dinner to raise money for something important.
Right.
I would venture a guess that the performer who played the Grand Ballroom of the Waldorf more than any other was William B. Williams in his service of humanity.
That's true, and... many times, also besides just the humanitarian efforts, he was nice enough to support so many popular artists. I saw him as master of ceremony for Rosemary Clooney, and of course Sinatra. He, you know, was way out in the forefront with. And I remember my first opening night at Carnegie Hall when I first appeared there. He announced me on stage. So he's just someone that'll be in my dreams for the rest of my life.
And I said to Mrs. Williams tonight that the example of William B. for me, very personally, other than professionally, which is vast, is that, and you clued me into this too, Tony, whenever you're tempted to do something you shouldn't do, and you always know when that is, think about what the people you respect would do in those circumstances, and you can never do anything bad that way. And I think for myself, that will be the great lesson of knowing Bill.
Yeah.
Because he'll always remind me to go toward the good things and avoid being naughty, as we say.
Well, I've never heard it put better. That's a perfect description of the contribution that Willie B. made. And I know everybody in New York loved him so much. And it's a giant loss. Once again, it's a giant loss. We'll all miss him.
Tony, are you aware of the favorite Tony Bennett recording of William B.'s?
No, I'm not. I never knew which one it was.
Well, I know on the latest album, I watched when we were working together. I watched his eyes fill one day on this song, "How Do You Keep the Music Playing?" Ladies and gentlemen, Tony Bennett.
Year, you're sure your heart will fall apart.
forever. Forever. Be the best of friends. If we can try with every day to make it better as it grows, then a luck then I suppose. The music
This is WNEW Metro Media Radio in New York.
Billy Eckstine, William B. reserved some of his warmest praise through the years and some of his best introductions for you. Mr. B, Billy Eckstine, he used to say, I know you guys go back a long way, and I know how important you were to Bill and how important Bill was to you.
Well, you know how that was, Billy. He was one of the pillars. I mean, one of the guys that we all, there was never a refusal. When Bill wanted you to come on his show, Christ, you just automatically, you drop whatever else you had to do. Because the guy was a stickler for good music, and on top of that, he was one of the best guys around as a friend.
Mm. Well, coming from you, that's high praise.
Well, no, but anybody that knew anything at all in the New York area or all around up through there, if you were in any type of way through jazz or through anything, you owe so much to William B. because, I mean, he wouldn't deviate. He'd never compromise for good music.
I know that you spent a lot of time together when you were in New York, and on a night like tonight, you got to be thinking about some of those good times.
Oh man, I was thinking about it before I went to work, and I was told that he had passed on, and I just all the time. And Bobby Tucker, my pianist, you know,
yes,
just sat and listened because Tuck said, "Now, well, I wonder who I'm going to listen to now, you know, when I get back home." Because that was a guy, I mean, we never changed from WNEW because we knew when William B. was on there, baby, we were going to hear some stuff that we wanted to hear.
Do you remember a favorite time or a favorite evening or a favorite story? I know Bill did a lot of humanitarian work. He was in a tux emceeing dinners for people who needed help 200-300 nights a year.
Oh, man, I'm telling you. The guy never said no. I mean, he was just a beautiful guy. I don't remember any one thing because there were so many wonderful times that we had together. And one thing... I'm glad he didn't, that it wasn't prolonged where he had to suffer because it was prolonged long enough.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
that's true. And are you aware of which of your recordings he liked the best?
No, I don't. I have no idea because he did some liner notes on a couple of my albums, William B. did. I think the one I did with Quincy from Basin Street East, I think he did liner notes on that.
You know that album is on the air here virtually every day, Bill?
I know. But I don't know. He's a great, great loss. Great loss. And I don't know anybody in the world that can replace Bill.
Well, there isn't anybody to replace him, that's for sure.
No, that's for sure. That's for sure.
But those of us who have been inspired by Bill through the years to keep the flame bright...
That's right.
...will always be able to say, partly thanks to Bill and always thanks to you, among the greatest of them all, ladies and gentlemen, here's Mr. B, Billy Eckstine.
If I told a lie, if I made you cry, when I said goodbye, I'm sorry. From the bottom of my heart, dear, I apologize. If I caused you pain, I know I'm to blame. Must have been insane. Believe me, from the bottom of my heart, dear, I apologize. I realize I've been unfair to you. Forgot the love we knew. After all, we were more than friends. If I've made you blue. I've had heartaches too. Now I beg of you, forgive me. Give me back your glance. Give me back romance. Give me one more chance. Forgive me.
Mr. B, Billy Eckstein, at the Make Believe Ballroom from Las Vegas, where he's working and where we spoke this morning. It must have been about 4:30 New York time. Ladies and gentlemen, at WNEW, Woodrow Charles Herman. Hello, Road Father.
Hi, how are you, Bob?
Well, a little broken in pieces, but we decided, Woody, we're going to celebrate the life and hold the tears today.
That's, I think, a wise idea.
You and Bill go back some, don't you?
Yeah, I guess about 25 or 30.
And what's your chief impression of this marvelous man?
Well, he had a way with words, and he had a very deep soul.
Yeah. What do you do, Woody, when somebody close passes? What do you do personally?
And you try to keep moving in whatever direction you think you should be moving. Otherwise, you get caught up in the whirlpool, and it's very difficult.
You're out at Westbury, aren't you?
I will be there tonight.
Yeah. Well, I know that you stand as a symbol for so much that is good and honorable and musical in the world, and I know the regard in which William B. held you. He spoke of you frequently, and I know the regard in which you hold Bill. And when we just talked about it briefly, I think you should know, you listening to WNEW in the Make-Believe Ballroom, that at last, with, do I dare say, 51 years of recordings to choose from, Woody said, well, you got to go with my buddy, with Rosemary Clooney. Thank you, Woody Herman.
Yeah.
Your voice, the touch the touch of your hand. I long to know that you understand my
Rosemary Clooney and Woody Herman and my buddy. A little past a quarter past one at WNEW, another of the great friends of William B., and I'm proud to say of mine, David Allen.
I'm on the phone with David Allen, one of the greatest of all of the American popular singers. And David, you and Bill go back a long way, don't you?
Yes, we certainly do, Bob. You know, I recall a time where WNEW was giving a party, and it was you who invited me to the, I think, Patsy's Restaurant. And just the staff of NEW with two artists, and the other artist was Marlene Verplank. But Bill and I got in a corner and we talked, as we often did from time to time. And he said something. He said, David, I want you to know something. He said, I've never told you this before, but when I was a boy, he said, I was on a radio station in Jersey, and I asked what the call letter said. He said, that's unimportant. He said, but I used to listen to WNEW, and I used to hear you and Jimmy Rich, who was an organ player, play the organ. They had a program on the air that went on from 11:35 until midnight. They sang for 25 minutes. And he said that I used to listen to those shows all the time and say, someday I'm going to be an announcer on WNEW and announce for David Allen. It's so marvelous. And, you know, wherever I sang in San Francisco, Chicago, just recently, or wherever, inevitably someone would always say, you know who really loves you? Willie B. And those times when I took a left in my career, or when I left the business from time to time, for years at a time, William continued to play my music.
Yeah, he reminded you how good you are. I know that at any time I'm ever tempted to do anything I shouldn't do, I always come to think of Bill and say, wait a minute, what would Bill do?
You see.
And to that extent, you know, we always will have him.
You know, he was a guide and a barometer for all of us.
And
sure,
for many reasons, we celebrate his life, not least of which is the fact that there is extant a beautiful recording of yours that the world knows because of Bill, and I know you know the one I mean. So
yeah, sure. You know, he was so partial to my work too. Not, I think, just because we were friends, but he was such a forgiving man for me. He always said, "Just forget it, David. You just keep singing." And I always loved him, and I'll continue to love him. And we're all going to miss him, Bob. You know.
And here's David's wonderful recording that the world knows because of the Dean, William B., the folks who live on the hill, David Allen.
Airchecks.com.